The police car that pulled up to her house that night didn't surprise or alarm Katie. It wasn't the first time. Neighbors could be so nosy. She'd even seen her father arrested once. Misdemeanor marijuana. But this night, there were two police cars, and a specially marked sheriff's office car, and now a black car and a weird yellow van pulling up her driveway. Her immediate guess was that her father was dead, reeking of pot and or beer, and wrapped around some telephone pole. Or, worse and more likely, smashed into an SUV filled with some family who'd been racing on the tangled pathways of destiny toward this unhappy man for years. It finally happened, she thought. And now, all these cars, all these people, huddled in small circles up and down her driveway, people talking, pointing, organizing to fully include her in today's tragedy. Katie stepped back from the window, the world quiet and still as she deliberated how to behave when they officially told her. Cry? Scream? Act surprised? She felt too disconnected from herself for real thought. Her brain unexpectedly empty, this space for rent, entirely without the solutions that always came. Finally, a knock at the door. Thank God, she thought. Because a knock was a sound, and sound was something real and hinted at next steps, at least a next step. She opened her front door slowly, and a tall shadow filled the space behind.
Caitlin Wallace? The tall shadow asked.
She managed only a nod. It was as if death himself had come to her door, dropping by to explain all the complexities of the universe. She almost found the idea funny, and might even have laughed if she weren't also so terrified. Death leaned forward and, of course, became a man. Round face, gray goatee, no scythe or glistening black eye sockets, but a leather folder and a black baseball cap that said, Sheriff.
Sheriff Mathiasen, he confirmed, and asked if he could come in.
More shadows hovered directly behind him. There was some discussion regarding whether she was a Caitlin or a Kate or etc., and she may have answered, but wasn't really listening yet, merely staring. Outside, the nasty rainstorm that had swept through had passed, its gloom and dankness trailing after. Some cops stood posted in her driveway. A half dozen neighbors confirmed their nosiness, their faces flush and hellish in the lone red light revolving slowly atop one of the police cars.